ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। From Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, text number 41. क्वचिदुत्पुलकस्तुष्णिम् आस्ते संस्पर्शनिर्वृतः अस्पन्दप्रणयानन्द लीलामिलिते क्षणः क्वचिदुत्पुलकस्तुष्णिम् आस्ते संस्पर्शनिर्वृतः अस्पन्दप्रणयानन्द सलीलामिलिते क्षणः क्वचिदुत्पुलकस्तुष्णिम् आस्ते संस्पर्शनिर्वृतः अस्पन्दप्रणयानन्द सलीलामिलिते क्षणः प्लीज रिपीट Mataji's Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki kochit sometimes utpulakaha with the hairs of his body standing on end. Tusnim, completely silent. Aste, remains. Sangsparsa nirbritaha, feeling great joy by contact with the Lord. Aspanda, steady. Pranayananda, due to transcendental bliss from a relationship of love. Salila, filled with tear. Amilita, half closed. Ikshanaha, whose eyes. Translation: sometimes feeling the touch of the Lord's lotus hand, he became spiritually jubilant and remained silent. His hairs standing on end and tears gliding down from his half-closed eyes because of his love for the Lord. Purport: when a devotee feels separation from the Lord, he becomes eager to see where the Lord is. And sometimes when he feels pangs of separation, tears flow incessantly from his half-closed eyes. As stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shiksha Astaka, Yugaitam Nimishena Chakshusa Prabhrishaitam. The words Chakshusa Prabhrishaitam refer to tears falling tears falling incessantly from the devotee's eyes. These symptoms, which appear in pure devotional ecstasy, were visible in the body of Prahlad Maharaj. So here we are discussing about the ecstatic love, pure devotional ecstasy, that were visible in the body of Mahabhagavat Prahlad Maharaj. So when one attains pure love of Godhead, what happens to him? The symptoms have been very nicely described in yesterday's verse, and in addition to that, it has been said, like yesterday we are listening, when a devotee, he attains love of Godhead, so Lord actually plays with him in different ways, so that he can help the sadhaka to experience unique ecstatic feature of love for the Lord in every moment. So in that way, we are hearing how Prahlad Maharaj utkanta by lifting his neck, and he is calling, "Oh my dear Lord, where are you?" In today's verse it has been said, "Oh, where can I go? Where are you, my dear Lord? Where can I go to find you?" And then, because he was feeling intense separation from the Lord, that's how he would half close his eyes. And because he is getting sangsparsa, sangsparsena nirbrita sukha, means he is feeling a sense of bliss, ecstasy, by touching the Lord from within and also from outside. So in that way, he is feeling a sort of happiness, and then as he is in that mood of being touched by the hand of the Lord, incessant tear of love is falling down from his eyes. So these are very high stage of devotion, that is, you know, in the level of prema, pure devotional ecstasy becomes manifest in the body of a pure devotee of the Lord. That's what we can see. Many descriptions have been given on the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam and many other literatures. Those who are followers of Srila Rupa Goswami, for them there is a hope that if they practice the devotional service as it has been given to us by Srila Rupa Goswami, one day they may become fortunate. They can come to the level of attaining good fortune to have that kind of relationship with the Lord. But again, it depends upon the sadhaka's sincerity and his willingness to perform sadhana bhakti from the very beginning of this sadhana life, that is starting with Shraddha. And this gradual development of love of Godhead for devotees in Krishna consciousness have been very systematically described by Srila Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion. I was thinking actually, because we are all sadhakas and we all are to some extent, whatever sincerity we have, to whatever degree, we are trying to practice this pure devotional service. But maybe the degree of contamination could be different for different devotees. But how this system is actually working so wonderfully, it has been described by Prema Purushottama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I think we should also meditate for some time to understand how this gradual development of love of Godhead becomes manifest for a sincere follower of Krishna consciousness. While describing this fact in Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami, he is giving the reference to that particular verse which all of you quite aware of. Adau Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangatha Bhajana Kriya Tato Anartha Nibritti Syat Tato Nishtha Ruchistatah Atha Shaktis Tato Bhavo Tato Prema Vidanchati Sadhakana Mayam Premna Pradhur Bhave Bhavet Krama Krama. This is a gradual process. Gradually, a sadhaka who is a sincere practitioner of sadhana bhakti, that it has been given by Srila Rupa Goswami, he can come to the platform of attaining love of Godhead starting from Shraddha, Adau Shraddha. And as you know, we all are, our Chaitanya Charitamrita is quite favorite for all of us. And Srila Prabhupada, he mentions in the lesson of bhakti, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the literature Chaitanya Charitamrita is the highest. That means if you want to understand any aspect of devotional service, then go and refer to the highest literature, Chaitanya Charitamrita. It gives a very clear analysis, very clearly described. And in that section, and who is speaking? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking. But how this gradual development of love of Godhead occurs in a devotee's life? He says, কোনো ভাগ্যে কোনো জীবের শ্রদ্ধা যদি হয় তবে সেই জীব সাধু সঙ্গ যে করায়, সাধু সঙ্গ হইতে হয় শ্রবণ কীর্তন, সাধন ভক্তি হয় সর্বানর্থ নিবর্তন, অনর্থ নিবৃত্তি হইলে ভক্তি নিষ্ঠা হয়, নিষ্ঠা হইতে শ্রবণাদ্যে রুচি উপজয়, রুচি হইতে ভক্তি হয় আসক্তি প্রচুর, আসক্তি হইতে চিত্তে জন্মে কৃষ্ণে প্রত্যঙ্কুর, সেই ভাব গাঢ় হইলে ধরে প্রেম নাম, সেই প্রেম প্রয়োজন পরমানন্দ ধাম। সো হিয়ার দিস গ্রাজুয়াল ডেভেলপমেন্ট হ্যাজ বিন পার্সোনালি নেরেটেড বাই শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু। সমটাইমস ডিভোট ইজ ইন আওয়ার কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াস মুভমেন্ট ফিল দি প্রসেস হোয়াট হ্যাজ বিন গিভেন টু আস ইজ নট এনাফ to attain love of Godhead. It's a very sad thing. No, this is completely misunderstanding. So here it has been very nicely explained that kono bhagye kono jiver shraddha jodi hoy tobe sei jib sadhu sanga je karay. Kono bhagye, out of good fortune, if somebody becomes he associates with a sadhu, then what happens? He develops this process, he enters into the process. So here the important factor is everything is starting from Shraddha. Srila Prabhupada used to tell his disciples in the early days, you have faith, that's why you are coming here to listen to me, and this is the beginning, and now everything will unfold. So what happens in the beginning day? A devotee, he comes in contact with a pure devotee of the Lord, he tries to listen to him. That has been described in different ways in Srimad Bhagavatam also. Jadrichchaya mat kathadu jato shraddhastu jah jana. Jadrichchaya, there is no cause. By some goodwill, somebody, like for example, devotees are coming to Mayapur, some guests, maybe somebody is coming for the first time, and jata shraddhastu jo janaha, that shraddha, just two examples we can take from here. When a person comes, maybe he is just entering into the courtyard, then he finds there's a long queue extending to the courtyard, and he does not know what is happening here. He just stands on the queue, and then as he gradually moves forward on the queue, he comes to the devotee who is standing with the flower basket and receives flower. And then he goes to Prabhupada, offers flower unto the lotus feet of a pure devotee of the Lord. What can be a better service than this? And if he is sincere, from there on he can start gradually moving on and on. Or many times, like even in the life of Prabhupada disciples, we can see in the early days they came and they listened very attentively to what Prabhupada had to say. As they listened to the nectarian narration of Srimad Bhagavatam from Srila Prabhupada, so they all became attracted, and then that Shraddha gradually led them to the next step of the execution of pure devotional service. So here that is what has been said, this yah kenapi atibhagyena jata shraddhasya sevane. This is explained in Nectar of Devotion again. Kenapi atibhagyena jata shraddhasya sevane. So seva, unto the Lord, unto the devotees of the Lord. Then what happens? As he continues, then he progresses. So in the process, it has been explained that when he comes to the pure devotee, what does he do? Sadhu sangha haite hai shravan kirtan. Not that we go to the assembly of saintly personalities to discuss about the business matter or politics or any other subject matter. No, if somebody in the name of spiritual discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam, he enters into discussing about the political issues or any other subject matter other than glorifying the Supreme Lord and his devotees, then that is not a real sadhu sangha. So sadhu sangha haite hai shravan kirtan and sadhan bhakti hai sarvan artha nivartan. When one executes sadhana bhakti, very simple, shravanam kirtanam vishnusma, what is sadhana bhakti? Very simple. Not that somebody who is aspiring to attain dharma, artha, kama, moksha, they also perform some sadhana, but according to Srila Rupa Goswami, our sadhana bhakti is nava bhakti, nine processes of devotional service. Okay, so what happens? Then anartha nivritti. As he continues, anartha nivritti happens. Okay, so here it has been said that after anartha nivritti, one comes to the platform of attaining bhava, then prema. Okay, so now the point is this bhakti, pure devotional service, is ladini shakti vritti vishesha or suddha shakti vilasa vritti. So that is a function of suddha sattva, and that become manifest in the heart of a sadhaka. And then what happens? Then he gradually comes to the platform of love of Godhead. So here the point is, bhakti is an act of suddha sattva, and at the same time maya also is there in the heart of that person who is also having the act of vidya and avidya, maya vritti. What is that? That is vidya and avidya. And bhakti vritti, what is that? That is prema. One is supposed to attain love of God. So as long as the sadhaka's heart is not cleansed from these unwanted habits, anarthas, then there is no question of experiencing the feeling of bhakti. So what happens? This maya, it has got two vritti, as I explained. One is vidya and another one is avidya. So as long as the heart is afflicted with the mood of passion and ignorance, he will have the experience of avidya. Once the contamination of mood of passion and ignorance are removed, then he comes to the platform of sattva. That time, that Bhagavad Gita also it has been explained that when one becomes totally what is that Brahma Bhuta stage, right? What is that Brahma Bhuta platform? Becoming free from the contaminations. Okay, so now for the devotees, we try to understand this. We are also practicing sadhana bhakti, right? And here it is said, when one becomes completely free from even the effect of sattva, material sattva, then bhakti becomes manifest, means he can feel the presence of bhakti. So what is happening to the devotees? Is it not so that it is bhakti is not there in their heart? No, you cannot say that bhakti is not there in their heart. let me say, you know, this wire is above my palm. I am saying, okay, this one is above my palm. Does it mean that it is touching my palm? Is it touching? No. But it is, if you say it is on my palm, but it is not touching. Okay? So, like super soul, he is residing in the heart of every living being, even in the heart of a devotee. But do you think everybody gets the feeling of super soul in their heart? Do you think super soul is being touched? Is it touched in his heart, in his mind? No. If now super soul touches, then you have different, okay, forget about super soul explanation. Let us explain about the holy name. Holy name is dancing in our tongue. Actually, we are making him dance. He's not dancing actually, because we are putting our endeavor, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When we are chanting, actually we are trying to, we are endeavoring, and we are making some exercise to chant the holy name of the Lord. But do you think that this holy name of the Lord is touching our tongue? Not always. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe to some. Let us understand this. When you touch something, you can feel the vastu shakti, the quality of that vastu, right? That is why you like to touch objects, to have a feeling. Sense of touch is there to get the feeling of that vastu shakti. Like tongue is there. Why you use your tongue to eat food? When this food touches your tongue, that time only you get the taste of that particular food. If that food is not touching your tongue, you will not get the taste of that food. Is it so? Yes? Yes. So similarly, holy name of the Lord is non-different from Lord Himself. When you touch Lord, you can feel the touching of the Lord in different ways. Like Unmadavat Nityati Loko Bhaiha. Hairs will stand on end. Like here it is said, Prahlad Maharaj, what is happening? Tears will fall down from his eyes. And many more things will happen. Right? So, how many of us, when we chant the holy name of the Lord, we have such kind of feeling? Not always. Right? Not all of us. That means it shows, this confirms that even though we are chanting the holy name of the Lord, similarly, even though the super soul who is residing in the heart of the devotees, unless our heart becomes completely free from the contamination, we will not feel the touch of the super soul in our heart. Similarly, this Bhakti Devi, even though in the stage of contamination, as you practice devotional service, Bhakti Devi is already there in your heart, but you are not able to feel, you are not able to touch the Bhakti Devi in your heart. Just like I gave you the example of Paramatma. Experience of bhakti in our heart, so that we can see, like, you know, Mahabhagavata, like Prahlad Maharaj, he is having this ecstatic sentence of pure devotional service. What is the process? Bhagavatam says, tadarajastama bhava kama lova dayastaje chete tairanavidham chitam sabde prasidati. When one becomes free from the contamination of raja and tama, then he comes to the platform of sattva. And then after sattva also you come to Shuddha Sattva. Actually, how this is healthy? Continuing in the life of a sadhaka, we should understand. Very simple thing, sadhana bhakti. Every day, coming to Mangala Arati, chanting, rounds, without any offense, and so on. Okay? Then what happens? It helps us to primarily become free from the contaminations of Raja and Tama. And then the sadhaka will come, actually this automatically sattva will become prominent, prevalent in the heart. When sattva become prominent at that time, because sattva has the power of tatra sattvam nirmalatvat prakasakamanamayam, sattva has the power of revealing the thing, svachha. It's very pure. Just like if there is dirt in a mirror, you cannot have any image being reflected in the mirror. Similarly, when heart becomes free from the dirt of Raja and Tama, sattva becomes manifest, then it has the power of reflecting the image of the object which is coming in front of that pure heart. That means a sadhaka, in course of performing sadhana bhakti, even the bhakti devi become manifest in his heart, but when this sattva become manifest, then the sattva will reflect bhakti, the shuddha sattva, in his heart. That means we can say that is the time when it is touching. And according to Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami in Bhagavatam, first canto, third chapter, 34 verse, he's explaining, he's saying, Vidya tad rupa ya maya swarupa shakti vritti bhuta vidya virbhuva avirbhava dvara lakshana sattvamayi maya vritti. This sattva, it acts as a dvara. Sattva acts as a gate for the appearance of bhakti. Even that is what has been said in the last six chapters of Bhagavad Gita. This is dwara. It's opening a gate. So this is what it happens. And then what happens? When it is, you know, then this, when this sattva, shuddha sattva become manifest, then automatically sattva, material sattva will disappear. That is the, like, no, this is the place. Now, it was occupied by sattva. When shuddha sattva comes, he disappears. That is what happens. And then, that time, what is the time? Anartha nibritti stays. Then, rati, or you can say bhava, then prema. This is the process. This happens to a practitioner of sadhana bhakti. And in this anartha nibritti stage, how does that anartha nibritti happen? It has been very nicely explained by Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in Madhurya Kadambini. कर्मणाम. What is that punya karma? Do you think we also perform some pious pious activity? No. Punya shravana kirtana. Hidyantastu yavadrani vidunati smitsatam. That is punya. Shravana kirtana. So here, this sukriti jada anartha, that's also an anartha. As a result of which, he enjoys the material opulence. Sometimes, these impersonalists, they may become attached to attain moksha, right? Liberation. Okay, impersonal liberation. That is sukriti jata anartha. And then duskriti, aparadhattva anartha. Aparadha jata anartha means while chanting the holy name of the Lord, if you commit nama aparadh, that's an anartha. And bhaktittva anartha. When you perform bhakti, it can also bring some unwanted things in our heart. Labha, puja, pratistha, name, fame, and adoration. Or maybe sometimes you are looking for a lot of money, wealth, opulence. You perform bhakti. Why? Because I want to become rich. Then I can perform devotional service nicely. Do you think by becoming rich you can become devotee? No, it is not possible. It's not possible. Poorest of poor man can perform pure devotional service. That's why in Bhagavad Gita it is said, Susukham Kartrumabhyam. It is very joyfully performed. Susukham. Just watering Tulsi Devi. How many lakhs and crores of rupees one require to water Tulsi Devi? Nothing. Right? That is pure devotional service. So, if while performing bhakti, one is becoming attached to labha, puja, pratistha, name, fame, and adoration, or even like, you know, material wealth and opulence also, that is anartha. And he says, Vishnu Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he says, this anartha nibritti happens in five stages. What are the You see, that's why we, in previous discussion we are saying that even though as a sadhava, bhakti devi is already in our heart, but it has not yet touched our heart. That's why we are not able to feel the impact of bhakti devi. That's why you should understand the science. Our acharyas are science, the greatest scientists. Material scientists, they make analysis of these material elements and they show so many things, right? They produce so many things. And our spiritual scientists, our acharyas, they have made clear analysis of the practice of the sadhanangas and they have given us the result proof. See, you do this, you come here, you can see this. You do that, you go there, then you experience that. So this is also a kind of a very nice analytical expression, analysis have been given. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Rasika Acharya, he is saying in five different stages. Ekadesa Vartini, we know we all have these unwanted habits in our heart. As you practice sadhana bhakti, you can see after some time, to some extent, a little, you are becoming free from these unwanted habits. That is called Ekadesa Vartini. If you say, for example, this length of anartha is there, before half you have come, then it is ekadesa vartini. Then when it crosses beyond half, then you can say bahudesa vartini. Okay? And then as you progress towards the end, prayiki means almost complete. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nashta prayesva bhadresu. Not complete yet. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati. That time, Naishtiki Bhakti Bhavati. Okay. So, pray ki. Pray. Almost you are nearing to the end of anartha. Then, purna. Purna means complete. There is no more anartha. Now the question comes, after purna, then why there is saying still there is another stage which is called atyantiki? That means after coming to the platform of purna, still there is a possibility of committing offense. That is called Vaishnava Parad. That's why after purna, this atyantiki anarthanibritti stage still remains. Purna, atyantiki. And in Nectar of Devotion it has been nicely explained that bhavopi abhavam ayati krishna prastaparadhata avhasatam cha sanakai nyuna jati atam api. What he says? He says bhavopi abhavam ayati. Actually when this anartha nibriti is complete, that time bhavo, you know, even at the stage of bhava, it is said, api abhava mayati, means it will become reduced, this bhava. This chatusanas, they came to the doorstep of Vaikuntha. And because, you know, they had the glance of the Lord, right? And they got this tulasi sauraha, the fragrance of the tulsi, leaf from the lotus feet of the Lord, Narayana. But what happened? They could at least, you know, come to the platform of Dasya. But bhavapam abhavam ayati, they remained in Santa. Krishna prasthaparadhata. So this is a very important factor. And we devotees, actually, we do not know, we don't want to experience this presence of Bhakti Devi in our heart, and we don't bother about committing offense unto the devotees. And we do whatever, very careless. If you become careless, then your life will also become chaotic. Very simple. Na bhakti rasa. Chaos. You go to a big city, you can see chaos. So, that's why we, in Krishna consciousness practice, as a sadhaka, we should understand the importance of performing this sadhana bhakti perfectly. Here it is said, like, you know, this anarthanibritti haile bhakti nishtha, nishtha haite sravanatya ruchi pujaye. Ruchi haite bhakti hai asakti prachur. It's nishtha. He is fully dedicated. He knows I have to do this. And on top of that they are saying ruchi. Ruchi, what is actually ruchi? How can you get ruchi in bhakti? It is said the difference between ruchi and asakti is just intelligence. At the stage of ruchi, the sadhaka, he is applying his intelligence and committing himself to the performance of devotional service. On the stage of asakti, whether he is applying his intelligence or not does not matter. He is automatically attached and he cannot remain without performing bhakti. Spontaneous. So at least we can try to apply our intelligence. If we apply our intelligence and try to practice this bhakti, automatically we are situated in the, on the level of ruchi. This is the analysis of the acharyas. This is not from me. The intelligence. That means A brahmachari grihastha, vanaprastha, whatever situation he may be in, if he is applying his intelligence, he is thinking, well, I am in ashram, I have left my home, let us talk about brahmachari. It's better to talk, right? Yeah, brahmachari has left his home, he has come to the temple. What do you want to do here? You gossip? You find fault with others? You play politics? Why have you come to the temple? If you become a political leader, go out. Play politics outside. If you are not performing sadhana bhakti perfectly, that's not good. That's not good for you. So, when he applies his intelligence, what I am supposed to, this spiritual, discriminative intelligence, why am I here for? What am I supposed to do? Is it facilitating? Is my activities facilitating my growth in spiritual life? The activities I am committed to, how is it related to spiritual practice? These sort of questions he should ask to himself. Right? That is intelligence. And with that intelligence, what he is doing? No, I have to chant good number of rounds. I have to study Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada says, He says, Srimad Bhagavatam should be your life and soul to remain constantly in Krishna consciousness. Definitely, all these processes are very powerful. There is no doubt about it. If somebody performs a little bit of any of these sadhanangas, that itself can bring him to the highest stage of Krishna consciousness. That is kaimutya nyaya. That has been said. Why? Because if I perform one aspect of devotional service a little bit, if it can bring me to the stage of attaining highest perfection in Krishna consciousness, then how much more can I get if I perform other aspects of devotional service? That is why Srimad Bhagavatam study one of these practices. Very important. Srimad Bhagavatam should be your life and soul to remain constantly in Krishna consciousness. That's also one of the aspects of sadhana bhakti. Every day. That's how you are having. And many devotees, they come every day without any fail. There have been a lot of realizations, definitely. They may not be revealing. I can see. This is the effect. So we are discussing why these narrations are given in Srimad Bhagavatam. We are discussing, there is some application for the sadhakas. And we listen, try to understand, and we assimilate, apply, practice in our spiritual life. And then Krishna will become merciful, and one day we will be happily serving him in his abode. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki, Nitai Guru Premanande, Hare Hare. Question? Okay.
You mentioned that Maya goes away from the heart. Prabhupada said that the difference between my disciples is I'm afraid of Maya and they are not. And I remember the story of, we were discussing issue with my friends and you brought out this topic. We were discussing the question of mercy. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya showered his mercy upon the guy Matai, but Chota Haridas committed suicide.
Okay. How one can receive the mercy?
Yeah, the
wow.
So how, because my friend asked me and I
You see, question. She's asking that how one can receive the mercy of the Lord. She is giving an example that Jagai Madhai, they received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whereas Chhota Haridas, he could not receive mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, directly going to the point here, how Jagai and Madhai got the mercy, even though they were the greatest of greatest of the greatest of the greatest of the great offender. Okay? Because Nityananda Prabhu, you know, a devotee of the Lord, and he said, my dear Prabhu, this is not you. This form does not befit to you. You have come in this form. What? Ebe astra nadharilo pranekare namarilo chitta suddhi karilo sabar. You have come to purify their consciousness, not that you want to annihilate them. To kill the demons is not your purpose for coming. Okay? So in that particular incident, because Nityananda Prabhu, he told, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to forgive. Okay. Yes. See, again, sometimes we try to understand, you know, scripture, bits and bits of pieces and, you know, from here and there, and try to relate everything. You should understand in a particular context. In Chhota Haridas case, you see, there is a lesson for us as a sadhaka. If you are a sadhaka, you do this, you are not meant to behave like this. This is a lesson Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give us. That's why sometimes he may punish his devotees to teach us. Let us talk about this Pandavas. Okay? Do you think Pandavas suffered? They suffered. If you see, there's so much narrations have been given about Pandavas suffering, right? They are suffering actually. But Krishna is there. Why Krishna is making them suffer? A devotee of the Lord, when he chants the holy name of the Lord perfectly, he can, you know, attain Santa Dasya Sakya Vatsalya Madhur, you know, Prema. But even in Chaitanya, in Nectar of Devotion, it has been said that that same devotee, Krishna makes him appear again in this earth planet, and he asks him to chant his holy name again while suffering. Why? He is saying, the explanation has been given, when the devotee in the intense suffering mood, he chants the holy name of the Lord, that actually intensifies his relationship with the Lord. That is what Lord wants him to attain. That's why he is willfully making him to suffer in that way. Not that there is something wrong with that devotee. Oh, he is committing offense, he is this, that. We try to make our own analysis and we give our own purport to that devotee's life. Are gadha kahan ka? The relationship between Lord and his devotee are totally kind of, you know, different. Okay, let us come to ask how we can attain the mercy of the Lord. Well, in Nectar of Devotion, it has been explained that there are, you know, many different ways, but primarily two ways. One is unconditional mercy of the Lord. You tell me the dog which was following the Sivananda Sen's and party to Puri along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that dog, he received mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? The pets in the house of Sivas, they all got mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unconditional, okay? That is called Hari Kripatho. Hari Kripa. Coming from Hari Kripa. That you cannot expect. That is kind of an exception. Exceptionals are not principles. That's why the principles of pure devotional service have been explained by Rupa Goswami, that we sadhakas, our line is perform sadhana bhakti, as it has been said, then you become qualified recipient of the mercy. That is the way for us. We don't become a sentimentalist. No, we understand the science of bhakti, practice of bhakti important, and we continue, then it becomes helpful actually. Then you become a recipient of the mercy of the Lord. And a devotee. Like here you say, like, you know, this Mahat Seva Mahat Sevan Dwara Mahur Bimukte. How do you get the mercy? Very simple thing. One devotee, he comes to the temple, he meets with a devotee, he develops some sort of kind of, you know, attraction. In general, let us discuss. A villager, he goes to the holy dham. Why the concept of visiting to the holy dham is there in Shastra? This is how you can get the mercy. How? It is said that when one visits the holy dham, he sees there are saints living in the dham. While walking on the street, maybe he comes in contact with them. Ikshana, sambhasana, even touching also. How it happens? You see, you know, Sadhu Mahatma is sitting in the kutir, he is speaking something, then at the end he is distributing prasadam. And this, you know, poor soul, he comes there and he, Baba, humko bhi thoda prasad dijiye. Can you give me some prasadam? And then he gives, you know, touches, oh, touching. Maybe he is, you know, walking in the street, and he is confused, he wants to ask something. But the way the sadhu, he speaks to him, oh, she is such a beautiful, I will never forget personality in my life. Many people, they have this experience. And then if he serves him, means if he listens to him, or he may perform some physical service for him, that's how he receives kripa. Guru Maharaj, amake tu kripa din. What kripa you want? Do something, then only you get kripa. So practice your sadhana bhakti, then you get kripa. Not that without doing anything you get kripa, kripa, kripa. Kripa is not something is in the store, in the bag, you will just, you know, handful and, you know, give kripa. This is not kripa. Anyway, we are getting late, right? It's okay? I'm sorry. If you want, you can leave. Last.
Yeah.
Oh, that explanation you need to have series of discussion, then only you'll understand. But this much you should know. Yeah. Avadha Karuna Sindhu Katiya Mahan Ghare Ghare Bule Prem Amiyarvan. That it has been said. Are not that here, even before coming to this Anarpita Charim Chirat Karunaya Avatirna Kalau. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came from there. Before coming here, at that time, Katiyamahan, at that time he has opened this mercy. That's in another discussion. Definitely, it is there in them and in the devotee also. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki, Gaurapremanande Hare.